American Language Course, Book 16, Tape 1A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1A. Figure 1. Listen to the paragraphs. Harv's weight is more than it should be for his height. He's too heavy, he's out of shape, and he never exercises. His doctor said he should get down on his food, cut out all desserts, and take up jogging. Harv didn't like the doctor's suggestions very much. He knew he could eat less, but to stop eating all desserts seemed too hard to even think about, much less do. Harv just wasn't sure he would have the strength or the energy to stay on a diet and exercise regularly. But he knew it was a good idea to exercise, so he decided to go to a gym. He wanted a gym that had a lot of exercise equipment, like bicycles and weights and a large swimming pool. These activities would help him lose weight. The doctor said his plan was okay and recommended a good gym. He told Harv to remember to schedule plenty of rest and sleep in his new active life. Harv knows that if he looks after himself and works at it, little by little, he'll be as fit as he was when he was a young man. Now repeat the paragraphs. Harv's weight is more than it should be for his height. He's too heavy. He's out of shape. And he never exercises. His doctor said he should cut down on his food. Cut out all desserts. And take up jogging. Harv didn't like the doctor's suggestions very much. He knew he could eat less. But to stop eating all desserts seemed too hard to even think about, much less do. Harv just wasn't sure he would have the strength or the energy to stay on a diet and exercise regularly. But he knew it was a good idea to exercise. So he decided to go to a gym. He wanted a gym that had a lot of exercise equipment, like bicycles and weights, and a large swimming pool. These activities would help him lose weight. The doctor said his plan was okay and recommended a good gym. He told Harv to remember to schedule plenty of rest and sleep in his new active life. Harv knows that if he looks after himself and works at it, little by little, he'll be as fit as he was when he was a young man. Now look at figure 2. Circle T if the statement you hear is true, and F if the statement is false. Number 1. Harv is in good shape. Number 2. The doctor said he should cut down on his food. Number 3. He didn't like the doctor's suggestions very much. Number 4. He decided to start jogging. Number 5. He decided to go to a gym and use the equipment to exercise. Number 6. The doctor didn't like Harv's plan. Number 7. The doctor told him to schedule plenty of rest and sleep in his new active life. Number 8. Harv wants to be as fit as he was when he was a young man. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is false. Harv isn't in good shape. His weight is more than it should be for his height. Number 2 is true. His doctor said he should cut down on his food. Number 3 is true. He didn't like the doctor's suggestions very much. Number 4 is false. He didn't decide to take up jogging. Number 5 is true. He decided to go to a gym and use the equipment to exercise. Number 6 is false. The doctor said Harv's plan was okay. Number 7 is true. The doctor told him to schedule plenty of rest and sleep in his new active life. Number 8 is true. Harv wants to be as fit as he was when he was a young man. Now look at figure 3. Listen to a word and then to a sentence using that word. Choose the statement that is closest to the meaning of the sentence and circle A, B, or C. Number 1. Weight. Harv's weight is more than it should be for his height. Number 2. Cut down on. The doctor told him to cut down on his food. Number 3. Cut out. He told him to cut out all desserts. Number 4. Take up. The doctor told him to take up jogging. Number 5. Jogging. He didn't want to start jogging to lose weight. Number 6. Suggestions. Harv didn't like the doctor's suggestions. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. Heavy. Repeat. Harv is too heavy. Number 2 is A. Eat less. Repeat. Harv should eat less. Number 3 is B. Stop eating. Repeat. He should stop eating desserts. Number 4 is C. start. Repeat, he should start jogging. Number 5 is A, running. Repeat, he didn't want to start running. Number 6 is C, recommendations. Repeat, he didn't like the doctor's recommendations. Figure 4. First you will hear a dialogue and then a question. Circle the best answer. Number 1.
I've got to lose some weight.
You should use this equipment regularly.
These kinds of activities should help me, right?
Come here every day and you'll see your weight go down little by little.
Where are they? Number 2.
I want you to cut down on your food, cut out all desserts, and take up jogging.
Do I have to do all that to lose weight?
It's what I recommend if you want to stay healthy.
Isn't there anything else I can do to stay healthy?
Who is giving the advice? Number 3.
I don't need a menu.
Oh, you know what you want already?
Yes, I'm on a diet, so I'll just have a salad.
That's a good idea. I think I'll have a salad, too. And some iced tea, please.
What are they doing? Number 4.
Show me which tooth hurts.
This is the tooth that hurts.
I'll take a look at it. And I can see from your records that it's time to clean your teeth, too.
Yes, I've made an appointment for that next week.
Where are they? Number 5.
It's loose again.
You'd better stop and tie it. If you step on it, you'll fall.
You're right. Wait for me.
I'll slow down. You can hurry.
What's wrong? Number 6.
The young man isn't hurt.
He rode his bicycle right in front of me. I couldn't miss him.
Let me see your driver's license, please.
Here it is, and my insurance card, too.
What's happened? Number 7.
Here are some nice big ones.
But are they comfortable?
Sit in this one. It would look nice in the living room. How do you like it?
This isn't what I want. It's much too hard. Let's look somewhere else.
What are they shopping for? Number 8.
There sure are a lot of people here tonight.
Yes, and the music is real good tonight.
It sure is, and there are lots of people on the floor enjoying it.
I'm glad we came. I think it's going to be fun.
Where are they? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. They are at a gym. Number 2 is A. A doctor is giving the advice. Number 3 is C. They are ordering in a restaurant. Number 4 is B. They are at a dentist's office. Number 5 is B. His shoelace is loose. Number 6 is C. An accident happened. Number 7 is A. They are shopping for a comfortable chair. Number 8 is B. They are at a club. Now look at figure 5. Listen and repeat. Number 1.
It's a good idea to rest after lunch.
Isn't it smart to rest after dinner, too?
Number 2.
It's not easy to recommend a good doctor.
I'm sure. But it's difficult not to know where to go. When you're new in town.
Number 3.
Why is it dangerous to carry cash?
Because it's so easy to lose.
Number 4.
Was it hard for you to cut down on food?
Yes, it was. I like to eat.
Number 5.
It's good to do some exercise every day.
Yes, but it's not always easy to do it.
Number 6.
It's expensive to go to restaurants every evening.
Yes, but it's nice not to have to cook.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a dialogue. Make a sentence like the example. Example.
I'd sure like to go jogging.
Me too, but it's so tiring.
Repeat, it's tiring to go jogging. Now listen and write sentences like the example. Number 1.
Did you pass the exam?
Yes, it was easy.
Number 2.
Do you like to swim?
Yes, it's good exercise.
Number 3.
Do you call your family long distance during the week?
No, it's too expensive.
Number 4.
Do you watch much TV?
No, it's boring.
Number 5.
Is class going to be over early?
Yes, and that's very unusual.
Number 6.
Will you take a cab from the airport?
No, it's too expensive.
Number 7.
Hank asked Mrs. Jones about her age.
That was rude of him.
Number 8.
Why is it hard to remember her name?
Because it's an unusual one.
Let's check your answers. Number 1. It was easy to pass the exam. Repeat. It was easy to pass the exam. Number 2. It's good exercise to swim. Repeat. It's good exercise to swim. Number 3. It's too expensive to call long distance during the week. Repeat. It's too expensive to call long distance during the week. Number 4. It's boring to watch TV. Repeat. It's boring to watch TV. Number 5. It's very unusual for class to be over early. Repeat. It's very unusual for class to be over early. Number 6. It's too expensive to take a cab from the airport. Repeat. It's too expensive to take a cab from the airport. Number 7. It was rude of Hank to ask Mrs. Jones about her age. Repeat. It was rude of Hank to ask Mrs. Jones about her age. Number 8. It's hard to remember her name because it's an unusual one. Repeat. It's hard to remember her name because it's an unusual one. Look at page 5 to check your answers. This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 16.